Yes, good morning. Can you hear me? Can you give us on the spot account of what is happening where you are, please?
Can hear you, my dear brother. I want to tell the fellow Biafrans, I want to tell the world what is happening now. Our people don't count at at ABBA, the National Studio School, where we are standing. But they just attack us. The policemen, the army, just attack the people of Chukwu Kiabiama. Well, we are just praying. We are praying in order to move out, to go, to protest. The attack was there. And they begin to shoot guns, chasing us up and down. Anywhere they see us, they chase us. Anywhere they see us. Then, what is all this problem? What is all this problem? The people have scattered everywhere now. The people have scattered, running up and down everywhere. I want to tell the world, is it not enough? This killing and shooting, is it not enough? What have we done that is that this? People are running up and down now. People are crying everywhere, running up and down. They are shooting us where we are. They just rush inside the school. Rush inside the school with their motto. And begin to shoot guns everywhere. We have never come on the main road. We are still praying. Is it a sin for the people of Biafra to gather? This is too much to bear. I want the world to hear this. This is too much to bear. Are we slaves in our land? Are we not have rights? Can we not gather? Just to protest. To tell them to listen and kind of, because today our leader is going to court. And we are getting to inform the world that we still need our freedom. I want to be free. That is all we say. We have no gun, we have no stick, we have nothing in our hands. They just rush us to shoot us, to wound everybody. What is all this? I want the world power to intervene about this. I want the human rights. We are being killed like animals. We are being shot like animals. I want the human rights to intervene about this. I think we have rights as women. I think we have rights as women. This is too bad. If the world power keeps silent on this, it's too bad. If the human rights organization keep silent about this, it's too bad. Who came before? These people are shooting us. These people are scattering everywhere. At ABBA. And they are everywhere searching. If they don't find out anything that you have as a Biafra man, you have maybe a cap, you have a flag, anything, they will just kill you. I think these people are pushing on to the war.
Oh. 0596416. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Asaba, in Abba. And this is a point, of course, at which our people must consider various options. We must defend ourselves because we cannot continue to die like animals on the streets of the contraption called Nigeria. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Abba. On this spot account of what is happening in Abuja, on this spot account of what is happening in Asaba. The number to call is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. This will be a Friday live presentation on this day, the 18th of January 2016. The timeline is 27 minutes to 10 p.m. here, 10 a.m. in London, and the same 27 minutes to 11 a.m. in Biafraland. We are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge.
is with you. God is with you. The leaders of RPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
Hey, hey. The leaders of RPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
Call on the phone. Can you hear me? What is happening where you are? Where are you calling from? Can you hear me? They call on the phone. Can you hear me? No, it appears this line is not very okay. Can you hear me? No.
All the leaders of great IPOB, you people has made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, sir. Which is my phone?
Yes, speaking. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I am Comrade Stanley Chebu. I'm speaking from Aba.
Thank you very much. What is happening in Aba at the moment?
We are right there at Urata Junction. We are about a Port Harcourt Road, Urata. Here in Aba, the police and the military are here disturbing so much. And
yes.
They started us from demonstration. They are complaining that one of the IPOB snatched away gun because they are all with gun, very armed. Hello?
Yes, hello. What did you say?
I said the military and the police are here full of ammunition. And they are now chasing everybody. They said they have snatched one gun from one army man at the cemetery market. So all the environments of cemetery about Port Harcourt Road, Urata are congested with military contingencies and police forces. Hello?
Yes, what is up? What exactly? Yeah, they are everywhere, but what?
They are everywhere within the Port Harcourt Road, leading to National High School, where the IPOB guys are gathered for demonstration.
Now, what is happening to IPOB family members? What have they done? The Nigerian military, Nigerian police, what have they done to our people? That is what we want to know. That is what we want the world to know.
They have stranded their stances.
They haven't done anything. They are just patrolling, right?
We are together. We are not even patrolling. We are...
I mean the Nigerian.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The military men, the whole of Aba is filled up with military men, police, and all paramilitary men. They all end with their arms.
Yes, it is important that our people listening now, you do not move separately. We must have to move in group. It is very important that you converge in one place. And don't move. Don't go alone. It is not advisable you go alone. Very important.
Okay, I'll get that information. I'll reach you next. In the next 30 minutes, I'll reach you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller, your name and where you are. What is happening where you are?
Good afternoon.
Good morning from here.
Please, I know that you are not on air now, so I just want to discuss with you.
I am on air. This is a live broadcast, please. You don't want to talk on air?
I will call you back. Yeah, I will call you back. Sorry, I will call you back.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We want on the spot account of what is happening where you are in Asaba, in Abuja, in Aba. In Aba, we understand that the Nigerian military, Nigerian Montrose military, establishments are everywhere chasing our people and doing whatever they want to do. But we are asking our people to remain resolute. Do not move alone. It is very important. Do not move alone. You must be in group. Do not move alone and try to take snapshots of videos and pictures of what is happening where you are. Very important. Very, very important. That is an evidence, of course, which we are compiling. It forms part of library of evidence against these people. The GOCs of the Nigerian army, the governor of different states where they are perpetrating these crimes, must face the music. This is Radio BFR live presentation, and we are here, and God Almighty is in charge. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? They have gone. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The number to call is +447405-964146, +447405-964146. Somebody has been asking about the number to call. I have announced it. I will announce it again. It's +447405-964146, +447405-964146.
The leaders of IPOB. The leaders of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
The leaders of IPOB.
Can you hear me, please? Where are you calling from and what is happening where you are? Very important.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is that you can't let the...
Hello?
We can't let the...
You can't do what?
We can't get the FM.
Right. We are going to look into what is happening there. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
The FM radio stations in Biafra land, those who are responsible for it should make sure that they are on. Those responsible for it should make sure that they are on. This is the age of sabotage, and do not allow yourself to be used. People, our engineers in Biafra land, make sure that our FM radio stations are on, because the Nigerian army, Nigerian military, the Nigerian murderous establishment will not want our radio stations to be on so that they will be able to perpetuate their crime against our people. Do not be part of that crime squad that will be killing our people inadvertently. Do not be part of it. Our engineers in Igwacha, in different parts of Biafra land, and those in charge of our radio stations to make sure that they are on. This is a live broadcast, and this is an auspicious moment in history. Our people are being killed. Our people are being massacred, hunted like animals in different parts of Biafra land. And of course, as you know, Biafra land is under occupation. Biafra land is under siege by the murderous Nigerian Hausa Fulani army officers sent by Buhari to decimate our population, to continue to reduce Biafran population. And the question is, will you be part of it? Will you be part of that establishment that will kill our people? Can you hear me? On the spot, I count on where you are, please. Can you hear me?
Good day, sir.
Good morning from here.
Good morning. I already know yourself. Radio Biafra.
Yes, what is your name?
It's not talking.
Radio Biafra.
My name is Dennis.
Where are you calling from?
From Igwacha. I'm calling from Igwacha.
All right, somebody has reported it, and we are, of course, looking into it. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. Next caller, your name and where you are. What is happening where you are, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Charles. From. Are you a
Yeah, this is a live broadcast, yes.
But we are not getting the broadcast.
Yes,
here.
Where are you calling from?
Okwa, Okwa United State.
Yes, we are looking into that, and a number of people have made reports about the fact that they are not getting radio, but you can make use of our satellite platform as well. You can make use of call to listen technology, but it is very important that our FM relay station is on. We are calling on our engineers who are in charge to, of course, make sure that our FM relay stations are on, because this is the time when the Nigerian Army Nigerian Modules Establishment have singled our people out for total extermination. They want to commit the highest crime of its kind today. They want our relay stations to be off so that nobody will know what is happening. And we are asking our engineers to do something about it right now. Do not be part of this establishment that will be used to kill our people. Do not be part of those that will be used to kill our people. They are killing our people everywhere in Biafra. At the moment, as we speak, our people are under siege in Aba. Our people are under siege in Aba. We want you to make sure that you are not part of this sabotage and backstabbing. All our relay stations must be on. In Igwocha, there is complaint. In Igwocha, there is complaint that nobody is listening to FM. And I haven't got any call from Anambra. The same thing in other places. It is very important that our people look out for those who are supposed to be working on these relay stations. Our engineers working on these relay stations, you must take note. Do not be part of the sabotage, please. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Can you, are you still on the line? No, he's not. Number to call remains +447 405 964 146 +447 405 964 146. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Abuja as well. Our satellite is not on, and it is very important that our people, people who are responsible for it, should do something. Let me see what can be done. I'll be back in a minute.
Of great IPOB, you people has made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom. Change it, because it is written, Biafra is blessed, and Almighty God is always with us, so nothing can defeat us. Oh, oh, oh. Because God is always with us, so let me tell you.
This is still with your BFR Live presentation. We are looking into what is happening to our satellite platform, and very soon, by God's grace, everything will be up and running. On the side of our radio stations and those who are taking care of it in Biafra land, please make sure you are not part of the slowdown, because they are encircling our people in Aba and different parts of Biafra land. We want the world to hear what is happening. We want on-the-spot account of what is happening. We want on-the-spot account of what is happening in Asaba, in Aba, in Abuja, and other parts of Biafra land. This is a live broadcast, and we are live with direct. God Almighty is in charge.
God is with you. God is with you. The leaders of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
Hey, hey. The leaders of IPOB.
Of great IPOB, you people has made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom.
The leaders of IPOB.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What is happening where you are? Are you listening via FM right now?
Yes, sir. Via FM, sir. My name is Mesonia Ubik. I'm calling from Aba.
Right. Thank you very much.
So,
what is happening in Aba now?
They are arresting their military, the two military men. They are arresting IPOB members when they see you with any Biafra uniform or whatever, they will arrest you and they block the road. But we are trying our possible best to see what we can do for today. So that is the information that I want to pass to you now.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We are moving forward and we are taking notes. You need to, everybody, it is very important that you, if you can, tell people around you to take pictures and videos of what is happening around that place. Very important, please. Very, very important.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This will be a FLI presentation. We understand that those in Aba are listening to FM, listening to Radio Biafra via FM, and we want all confirmation as well from Igwecha. Is our Igwecha relay station on right now? Is our Kwaibom on now? Is Anambra on now? Including the Asaba area axis. We want our people to report what is happening where they are. Biafra land is under siege and we cannot fold our hands. The world must know what is happening. This will be a further presentation, and we are live and direct at this particular point in time. We want on the spot account of what is happening, and we want our engineers to do something about our radio stations across Biafra land. Do not be part of the cog in the wheel of progress. Do not allow yourself to be used. On the other hand, we are working assiduously hard to make sure that our radio stations are up and running. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are. Can you hear me, please?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Where are you calling from, please?
Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Port Harcourt, calling from Igwecha.
Yes, are you listening to FM now?
Yes, it just now. I just had it.
Right, so our radio station in Igwecha is now on, right?
Yes, it's now on.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to confirm that it's on.
Right, it is very important that our people in Igwecha and Owerri and Viron go to Aba for their protest. We also understand that the Nigerian army, Nigerian police are blocking the road. They don't want our people to march, but they are going to, of course, face a very stiff challenge on that, because we are legally and morally justified in what we are doing. We want on spot account of what is happening in Aba, we want on spot account of what is happening in Owerri, in different parts of Biafra land, and indeed Asaba and Abuja. The next caller, your name and where you are. I understand that our FM restriction in Igwecha is now up and running. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I thank you, and I thank you for what you've been doing for us. I want to tell you something. Please. I remember the last broadcast, the last session scriptures yesterday night for the quiz. Please, last session scriptures.
What did you say?
Last session scriptures. I said, the last session scriptures for the quiz yesterday. Remember? The last session scriptures, the Arabian from the Jesha. He says, I'm looking for the Jesha, I'm not the Jesha.
Yes. Yes, I remember, yes.
I want to tell you, as I tell you, that gang is inside the chair. That's what I want to tell you. Finish.
Yes, I'm hearing.
What are giving him? They are giving direction that I can start from everything. And then, first of all, let's say, I say, don't talk about that. That boy is not going to be not going to be able to.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are. Thank you very much. If you have any credible information, you may have to do it offline, because at the moment we are more concerned about what is happening in Aba, in Asaba, in Abuja. And if you have on spot account of what is happening, please, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
I want to have all this time because I've been trying to do this morning. Maybe we are not going to be able to get to talk now.
Right, thank you very much. Next caller, your name and where you are. Where are you calling from? What is happening where you are?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Tracy. I'm the one that's giving the for me, better that the radio station is not on. But now it's on.
Right.
We are getting it now.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you for that. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
I don't have much to say. What I just want to say is that since you want to confirm what's happening in this area, anybody that is not that area should know.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Anybody in that is not reporting from a particular area should not talk authoritatively on what is happening there. Very important. Thank you very much. This will be for a live presentation. We are live and direct. God Almighty is in charge. We are here, of course, to do it the way it should be. Our people should be very, very vigilant, very, very resolute, very, very determined, because this is a different time altogether. Times are different, and we must apply extraordinary talent, extraordinary approach to navigate the circumstance. Today is very crucial. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is supposed to be in Abuja in the court, and our people in Abuja will want on spot account of what is happening, and we'll be back in a minute.
Of great IPOB, you people has made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom.
The leaders of IPOB. take it or leave it. Nothing can change it. Because it is written, Biafra is blessed. And Almighty God is always with us. So nothing can defeat us. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Because God is always with us.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Hello? Are you hearing me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, sir.
Yes, you that are reporting from Abuja at the moment, right?
Yes, I'm reporting from Federal High Court, Abuja.
Yes, what is happening there? What is the situation? What is happening there?
Yeah, the situation here is that we did not see our director, and we are inside waiting for them to arrive. But then, so they know the chief judge, he had a message for me that he said that he will not be in court on time. So the court has to be postponed to another day. So around us here, there are many Biafra IPOB members waiting here in the Federal High Court. If some of us did not allow us to go in, I'm just coming out from inside and I saw a queue of crowd of IPOB members. So another thing is that our lawyer is also around. It's only that the chief judge did not come. Then the DSS people, they are also here also. I saw them everywhere, is very tight, sir. So that is what's happening in Abuja now. So the court will not sit again to be postponed. So another thing now is that what is happening in Abia State right away now. They took our people to Abia State CPS right away. They carried them to Abia State CPS right now. And some of them, they are shipping them. I don't know the reason why they are treating us like this. Even Abia, the new governor, that is what I said before. I told them they should not allow that guy, that Alex, to go in there. But he is the practicing of the... So I don't know the reason. Maybe it's because Oti won the former governor. Or the former governor wants to just do what Buhari wants other governors to do. Maybe that is the reason why he commanded them to shoot our people in Abia State also. Because I don't know the reason why. It's not today that they have been holding the protest in Abia State. This is not the first time, and this is not the second time, and this is not going to be the last time. So I don't know the reason why he just turned out one morning and started shooting our people in Abia State. It's very bad. If he's fighting Buhari right now, let him know that that's what he's looking for. In shedding our people's blood in Abia will never get to him. Because he has betrayed us. So he wants to work with Buhari so that they will give him his governorship seat back. So he should mind what he's doing in Abia right now. Because we won't take it. The more they kill us, the more we'll come out. The more they arrest us, the more they see all of us at the airstrip. So I don't know how long are they going to kill us, and how long are they going to arrest us that will make us to stop in this struggle. They are formidable, as our rebel director always say. But what I still believe, and the encouragement I give to all Biafras all over the world, especially in Biafra land, especially Anambra, Abanda, and Iwacha, I'm saying we should just be formidable. Everybody should be strong and be strong. As our director always say, he always told us that at the end, we must win and we shall win.
The spirit of Biafra will prevail.
Are going around now. Yeah, that is it. So, I will love you so much, and we still believe in his word, because everything he says is coming to pass right now. That is a prophet. He prophesied all these things. So let him know that the more they kill us, the more they give us morale to still stand up to fight for our rights and for the freedom of the sovereign state of the Biafra. So that is all, and that is what is happening in Abuja. We are still hanging around. And if there's any other thing that comes up, I'll let you know, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Thank you. And God bless. This will be a Friday live presentation. We are having an inkling that the court has been adjourned to another day, but we will need more information as regards that. This will be a Friday live presentation. We are live and direct, and God Almighty is in charge. The next caller, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Ujemefo, this is Pastor Kinsley reporting from Asaba. Good morning, once more.
Good morning.
Asaba, what is happening in Asaba now? We have a peaceful situation. Everywhere is crowded. Men and women, the lovers of freedom, we are all out demonstrating, demanding for the unconditional release of our leader, showing solidarity to what our leader believes. Asaba is peaceful, the crowd is encouraging, we are all marching now, we believe in what is happening right away. So what will happen before we left Anambra? Before we left Anambra, a lot of soldiers, a lot of police intimidating people. But that is not withstanding. We are with you people. And we have just had the report of our beloved sister from Abuja. No matter what they do, we are always ahead of them. We will not be afraid. All we know is that things are going nowhere. We are marching in Asaba. Things are going nowhere. No police. Police are just escorting us. We are heading towards, as if we are heading to Abo now. And I believe with what is happening in Asaba, we are looking forward to restore the dignity of Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
So, please, there is some. I know this is on air, but there is something. If I can call you after the meeting, after the broadcast, if I can get you the right information, I will give you on the side of the state coordinator of Anambra and some coordinators who are sabotaging the movement of Anambra State. So please, something has to be done immediately. I said that the other time when I was reporting from Mimewe on Friday.
Yes, you better call after the broadcast, please. This is
okay, sir. I will do that, sir.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This will be a follow-up presentation. Can you hear me? The next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good. Hello, sir. Are you hearing me, sir?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
It's a live broadcast.
This is Prince Ray calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm now heading towards Aba. I'm going to Aba for the protest. But this one, that lady called now. What are we going to do, sir? Because we cannot let this Zoo Republic to take innocent lives, because we cannot continue like this, sir. They have been killing us, they have been doing all sorts of manners, but sir, we will endure, but Kiko Kita Biama will stand for us.
What is your name?
My name is Prince Will Ogunna Abo. I'm from Undoki.
Right.
Hello, are you hearing me, sir?
Yes, I'm hearing you, yes.
So now I'm heading to Aba for the protest. But what that lady is saying, that we need to do something, sir. We have men that even the police, even the army of the Zoo, they cannot do us anything.
They are not even stronger than us. We Biafrans, we have graduates, we have intellectual men that can, if them, they cannot even do anything. We are not afraid of them, sir. We are not afraid of them. Whatever thing they are doing, let them continue doing it. But we will tell them that we Biafrans, we are created by God. We are not created by man-made. But whatever thing Buhari is doing, I want to speak to Buhari himself. Buhari, you, don't worry. Send your men. But when we will come out, we will look for you. And you will hide. Hello, sir. Any information,
yes, hello.
I will get back to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any information, I'll get back to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? You are not talking. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller on the line, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Good day, my deputy director. This is Omini calling from Cross River State in Yako, especially in Biafran land.
Thank you very much.
I'm so happy to hear from you. I've been trying to call you. I have called the inquiring line, and the person in the inquiring line attended to me, also gave me a number of one of the state coordinators, something Ubique, and I've been reaching Ubique. We have been talking. I've told him, yes, in Cross River State, we are supporting the freedom fighting of to release our Nnamdi Kanu, the director. I just want to tell you that today, being the Cops Day, we are also on protest and we are moving ahead and we are supporting you and we are giving you the support that whatsoever we, the Cross Riverian and the Yakar people in Cross River State, we are in support of Biafra. And as I speak to you now, the Accra people are moving on protesting for the release and freedom of our director. And last time, I also make a complaint for those that because the previous protest in the Anambra State, some of us traveled to Anambra State where they shot some people and some of them are here. Either way, that one, I've laid the complaint to the inquiring line and they have given me the guideline on what to do. And I just want to tell you, I'm the one just trying to coordinate here. I'm not trying to fix myself as a coordinator or IPOB coordinator, but then I'm only trying to let people to preach the word of a Biafran to our people to know that, yes, we are among the fight, we don't fight him. So we give you all our support and we are moving ahead. No matter what Buhari may do or the zoo may do, at the end of the day, the victory will be yours. So I just want to appreciate you and I'm happy to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And can you speak to our people in Cross River, please?
Yes, I can speak here. Abayako, this is Abayawolo. Ngwetan number, I tell you my dad. Freedom one more you would walk among the ball to punjam on black you the Biafra Nigeria Yoda. So on the one when I have both youth with them banned ban no more back support Biafra because Aquinamoloko man I can't be if suffer Oyamoloko and if Biafra or obey on a no way to me so ban no more back then they have released our director and yeah release it. And Biafra obey as a country. I mean, everybody on the one I have no way to near you. So, Banu Mobaba, who by him, who has that right here, and Bana Yoda, I would say they are different. I want to do the difference. Banu Momo, Abakalaba, Abaibu, on the one I have all the youth, Banu Mobaba, your support. At least we have a number of people who are supporting now. So, Banu Mobaba, don't know your support, Biafra. One day, turn your back. I'm a boy outside, both in outside the country, here in anywhere, no more. I support the Biafra. Biafra will be a country. Who wants to get a number here in a combo? Thank you, my deputy.
Thank you very much, my brother, and God bless you. Thank you.
It's okay, sir. God bless you.
This will be a Biafra live presentation. We want on the spot account of what is happening in our bar. We want on the spot account of what is happening in our sub. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Abuja. We understand that the court is not sitting as a result of the absence of the chief judge. Of course, we don't know what is happening behind the scenes, but we want more detailed account so that we'll be able to be well informed about what we are saying here on this hallowed platform. The name, your name, and where you're calling from, please. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Let's call out your name and where you are. Can you hear me? We want our people in Anambra and Asaba to report what is happening. We want our people in Owerri as well. We want our people in Aba to call and tell us what is happening there. It is very important. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Good morning. This is Radio Biafra. This is a live broadcast. Go ahead.
Hello?
The next caller, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Not sure why this line is dropping, but we will soldier on. Can you hear me, the next caller? No.
God is always with us.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, sir.
Good morning. Where are you calling from, please? And what is happening where you are?
I'm on my way. I am on my way now to Aba to meet my people. Deputy Director, please, there is something. My name's Edith Anyeshio. I'm from Akwa Ibom, but just to meet water. I don't know. There is something I need to tell you on what some of the coordinators are doing here in Equator. But because this is a live program, I would not want to say anything here. I want to say if I can call you back after this program.
Because, yes, you can, yes.
Okay, please, if you can save my number so that I can call you back on what is going on here in some of the zona coordinators for what they are doing, please, sir.
Thank you very much. You call after the program.
Thank you, sir.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me?
Hello, Mazinefo. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes. I'm from Enugu State. My name is Mazane Nechukwugan.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I'm thanking you for the work you are doing for your people. You are doing a lot of work for us. And I pray that God Almighty Chukwugan will bless you, because it's not easy.
Bless you too.
Yeah. Now today we are expecting our able director to come out from the hand of a pedophile. Here in Enugu, we don't know how the leadership of our IPOB in Enugu is going. We come out for protest. Some say we are going to Asaba or Aba.
Yes.
But we want to know from you that which one do we follow? Are we going to follow Enugu State leadership?
Let me.
What can we do?
The protest. Let me say something here. The protest is going. It's taking place in two cities, Asaba and Aba, in two places, Asaba and Aba, and so.
Okay,
those
sir.
In Anambra, those in Enugu, of course, who are closer to Anambra and Asaba, should go to Asaba. There are also those in Enugu who can go to Aba. Those in Owerri, those in Igbo,
okay,
those in Bayelsa, those in Akwa Ibom or Karabaya Axis should go to Aba,
okay,
which is closer. So that is the issue.
Okay.
The protest is taking place in two places, principally in two places.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. I thank you for giving all this clarifying information. We pray that God Almighty will strengthen you day by day, and we bless the name of Chukwu Adama for our director. We know that he will do a marvelous work today. He is going to come out, and we all will rejoice in his name. You see? Thank you, sir.
But we are having information that the chief judge is not in court, so I don't know. We need to get more information as regards that. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Michelle.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm right now in a few weeks about to. My name is Nambi. I'm listening from Alicia.
Right.
Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah. I already called my coordinator in Obanjo, and the guy told me that we are meeting in Obanjo in Asaba. I'm already doing my arrest.
I don't know. He couldn't complete the information he's passing. But the point is that the protest is taking place in two places, in Biafra land, Asaba and Aba. That is where the protests are taking place. And those in Anambra, those in Enugu axis, especially close, depending on, especially those in Ebonyi, Enugu, depending on which of these two places are closer to you, you can go to Aba, you can go to Asaba. But definitely those in Anambra, we have to go to Asaba. Those in Enugu, some of those in Enugu, we have to go to Asaba as well. And then Ebonyi can go to Aba, depending on which of these two places are closer to you. Those in Bayelsa, those in Igwocha, those in Calabar, Akwa Ibom axis, those in Owerri should go to Aba. That is how it is. The next caller, your name and where you are, can you hear me? The line is dropping, and I will have to look into it. Can you hear me, next caller? Can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, you see, this is Kenneth. This is Kenneth. You know, I come from Anambra State. My friend.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hello? Yeah. So, this morning, this is June police. Then just the patrol inside the park, then they find people waiting.
Where are you at the moment, and what is happening where you are? Are you hearing me? Where are you at the moment, and what is happening where you are? Where are you at the moment?
Park.
Yes, and what is happening there at the moment?
Yes. The police is you, then carrying their healers, patrol. Then they find our members to take them and go to the station.
Yes. And it is very important, my brother, and the other people listening. You need to do as much as you can within some margin of error, send us pictures and videos of what is happening there. It is very important, and this forms library of evidence against these people. While we continue to re-strategize on what to do to respond to these direct, heinous attacks on our people, a crime against humanity against our people cannot continue like that. The next caller, your name and where you are, can you hear me? The lines are dropping, and we are, of course, moving forward. The next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? I'm hearing. Can you hear me? I don't understand that. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning from here.
Hello. Good morning, Richard Mofo. I'm calling from Enugu.
Good morning from here. Hello. Good morning, Richard Mofo.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
I am hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay, there's protest going on in Enugu.
People are protesting in Enugu.
There's protest going on in Enugu now.
I have no knowledge of protests going on in Enugu. Anybody doing protest there is doing it on his own. It is very important that we listen to instructions. Protest is going on in two cities, in two places in Biafra land today. Aba and Asaba. If any other person is doing protest any other place, then that is a clear departure from the instruction laid on the ground. And you know what it is. I don't know who arranged that protest. And as far as I can tell you, the two protests that we know about today are taking place in Asaba and Aba.
Okay. I think the school cover mag threat be threatening you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody doing any other protests elsewhere is on his own for obvious reasons. Because one can account for what he knows. Let's call out your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, Deputy. It's Omini is still calling from Cross River State.
Right, thank you very much.
Yes, I want to say that not that we don't know what we're supposed to do. And what I want to say now, I'm not trying to say it because this is on air, but we don't mind because what we experienced last time when we went on protest in Anambra State, some of my boys there shot them. And now as I speak to you now, they have been removed the bullet. Though why that thing happened was not, we were not prepared to get ourselves ready before going for that protest. But as I speak to you now, whether the zoo police or military, nobody will shoot any of our members that a bullet will penetrate to him because we are ready for them as I speak to you now. And come to Buhari, whether he's hearing me or not, the Aso Rocky feel that he's living where he thought nobody can penetrate inside to attack him or whatsoever. When we are ready for him, Aso Rocky is too small. Only our area, one or two persons can enter the Aso Rocky and bring Buhari, even the DSS itself. But we are only trying because we want to let the world to know that we are not here to violate the law, and we are here to obey every command that you give. We cannot bypass you or go behind your command to do what you don't instruct us to do. We are not going to use harm to fight them. But with the strategies and the wisdom that our God has given to us is what we are going to use. Some people say that we are going to use guns, there will be war. There is not going to be war. It is only wisdom because already the whole world has seen that, yes, we are really mean and we are not the same. And Biafra is coming to, he's already in the corner for Biafra to stand. I want to encourage everybody, whether the zoo security, they are shooting us or not, if you know yourself, if you know what to do, it's not all about calling on air saying you will do this, you do. We know what to do. Where we come from in Cross River State, our time will get in precisely. That's where we will get in Cross River State. We are not afraid of bullets. We are not afraid of Buhari. We are not afraid of DSS. All these things, we are just waiting to, if anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, that is where he will know that gone, it is AK-47 they are holding can never penetrate our body, and we will go to that Abuja and hijack him to where we will stand and call CNN and everybody to interview him to speak that yes, only one or two persons can do that. So anybody that is going for protest, whether they are shooting just to, you know, to scare, to make people to be afraid so that we will not have mind. But I tell you, see everybody. In fact, our eyes are open. Everybody wants Biafra, so we are not afraid of gone. And for those that are ready to go for it, most especially in the area I'm calling, thank God we are getting Biafra through FM, which is 102.1. We are getting FM everywhere, and everybody is listening to it, Radio Biafra every morning, afternoon, night. Everybody is listening to hear Radio Biafra to hear the information and the current news that is going on. So whosoever that is going on protest, be ready to face anything. Don't be afraid of dying, because in fighting for freedom, yes, some people will die, some people will get injured, but at the end of the day, as long as we have one mind, what we are fighting for will still come to stand. So I want to encourage everybody, whether they shoot one or person or two persons, that should not scare anybody. Let us move forward. You people should move forward. As I speak to you now, we are everywhere, and police are escorting. They are not. They can't even try it. They can't even try to raise their gun to shoot anybody here. They can't try, because they know where they are and they know what we can do here. So our deputy, I just want to thank you so much for your effort. God will always protect you, and God will always be by your side. Nothing will happen to Nnamdi Kanu. They will release him. All this one Buhari is doing, he's afraid. That is why anytime there is court case, he will travel out. He is afraid because he know that he is not safe. But then, no matter what, at the end of the day, the victory will be ours. And at the end of the day, Nnamdi Kanu will be released. So I don't want anybody to be scared. Let everybody stand on his feet and protest for the release of our director. And that is all I have to say. And secondly, for those that are in the hospital, those that have, like my area, as I speak to you now, I know I have laid the complaint, and I will see make up, but today is not the day I will need to talk about that, because what we want today is to see our director to release today. I'm not here to talk about those, whether, yes, we are fighting for freedom. It is banned that you must have one, maybe a victim, but then I want us to plan on how we can take care of those, so that other ones who have the courage that if anything happens to them, they have brothers that can take care of them, and they will not left behind. So please, any other person who is on the fighting should move on. Don't be afraid of anybody. Thank you, my deputy. That is just what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother, for that.
My name once again is Omini from Cross River State. In Yakor, we'll get precisely UGEP, will get is the largest village in Cross River State in Biafra land. Everybody is learning. Everybody, Biafra has made us to know that, yes, we are not one with the zoo. We are not one with ourselves. So we are ready to fight for our freedom, for Biafra to stand. Thank you, Deputy, my director. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And may God bless you too. No matter the intimidation of Nigerian police, we must continue to march on. They want to scare us away. They want to use all manner of intimidation. They want to use all manner of blackmail to scare us away. But this is a fight for a generation. And if you go away, that is to say, that is the end of us and generations to come. We must remain resolute. We must remain fearless before our enemies, because they will use all manner of means to make sure that they scare us away. Can you hear me? You call on Skype.
Hello. Hello. Good morning from here, our deputy leader.
Good morning. This is a live broadcast.
Yeah, I know. My name is Solomon. I'm calling from Greater Manchester. I hail from Enugu State, Amechi Okunano, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
First, I want to thank Almighty Chukwuoke Abiama, who is using you to do marvelous work for our people, and may he continue to bless you, guide you, protect you and your family. And also want to thank him on behalf of our leader Nnamdi Kanu for his righteous right hand upon him. May he continue to guide and protect him and preserve him all the days of his life. His enemy shall not see him. We continue to grow in strength to strength. Any evil plans of the enemy against his life, the Lord Almighty, whom we serve, the Almighty Chukwuoke Abiama of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will frustrate all the evils of his enemies. He will not die. Premature death shall not be his portion. Untimely death shall be his portion. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, he will see Biafra. He will enter into the promised land of Biafra. Thank you very much, our deputy leader. I just want to encourage our people back home, that they should remain resolute. The international community, they are watching closely about what is happening. And we here in Overseas, we are doing our own work to make sure that they bring Buhari to justice, and all the DSS and the IG of police and the chief of army staff, surely, for sure, they will pay dearly for all the evil, for the atrocities, for the genocide they committed against the Biafran people. Let them not think they will go scot-free. For sure, they will surely pay for it. Our people back home should remain resolute and keep on protesting. They should remain fearless before our enemies. They are just trying to intimidate them by mounting roadblocks and police on the road. But I can tell them that no barriers.
Good afternoon. This is a live broadcast. Good morning from here.
Okay.
Yeah, is it possible to give us update of what is happening there in Abuja, or what has happened?
Yeah, my name is Prince Kano. The court did not hold say, as a matter of fact. Witnesses are yet to get to us. So we're still waiting.
Yes, I mean, so they just reported that, I mean, told you that there will be no court session today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And our director and our leader was not brought to court.
He was not brought to court today, yes.
And this is what they should have told everybody ahead of time.
That is correct. We're not informed up until this minute, so we're still waiting to know exactly why they did not bring him to court.
And the judge did not come to court as well?
He did not come to court as well, yes. He did not.
Right. All right, thank you very much. I will be coming back from time to time to get up-to-date information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you, moderator.
Thank you. Yes, my brother Solomon, I had to put you on hold because we had to get that information from Abuja. Please go ahead and thank you for holding.
Thank you for your good work. I'll get you later. My fellow Biafrans, I want to tell everybody what is happening now. The governor of Enugu State have also say that he's not going to accommodate any protest in Enugu State, which is Uguaye. And there is a secret plot. All the governors in the eastern region and all the governors in mostly in the eastern region have signed documents for Buhari to execute our leader Nnamdi Kanu. The plot has been uncovered by a prophet that all the governors in the eastern region of the Biafra land have signed documents for Buhari to make sure he executes, he kill our leader. And the only thing that can save us is by protesting. Because the international community, they are watching closely. They are watching if our protest is going down. So I want to encourage everybody, wherever you are, close your shop, don't go to school, come out in mass and begin to protest. It's only protest that can free our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Let us stop this idea of buying and selling. It's not going to do us any good. What you are going to gain when Biafra comes is better than the little you are making now. Biafra is our life. Biafra is our freedom. Without Biafra, you and I, we are finished. Without Biafra, we are gone. They have singled us out for extermination. The Hausa Fulani, they have singled us out to make sure that they eliminate us in this planet. They want to make sure they wiped our generation out. Please, I am begging everybody, wherever you are, my fellow Biafrans, please come out and support this protest. Forget about the roadblocks, their mountain, the police or army or navy. No barrier, they cannot stop us. Please, they're just trying to put fear in us to make sure that they intimidate you people not to come out for the protest. Because they know there is power in the peaceful protest. And it's only that protest that can break all their evil plans. They are watching if we continue protest, and once our protests go down, then we execute our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and it will just go down, and just for some times, it will just go down like that. Please, let us not allow this to happen, our leader Nnamdi Kanu, because if anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, which nothing will happen to him,
Biafra is dead, and they will make sure they wipe us out in this planet. Please, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are right now hearing my voice, I urge you to remain resolute and come out in mass to support this peaceful protest, so that it will be more than mega protest. Please, we are expecting you, my fellow Biafrans. It's very, very important. Our leader must not remain in that DSS underground. Please, let's come out and support this protest. I'm begging you, wherever you are, my people. Please, my people back home in Enugu, in Amage. Please, I want you wherever you are right now in Amage, Okunano, come out. Be heading to Aba. I think Aba is the closest one for you. Be heading to Aba right now to join this peaceful protest for the restoration of Biafra, the kingdom of Almighty Pokita Biama in this planet. Please, when Biafra comes, I'm telling you, none of us will suffer. All this suffering you are suffering is gonna be over. You will not suffer anymore. All this sorrow, you will not suffer anymore. When Biafra comes, you don't need to pay money to go to school. You will, even if you are sick, you'll be getting more allowances because you are sick. That's how it's been done here in our blood, in overseas. Please, let's come out. Let us not live in fear because of what Uruguay, the governor of Enugu State, just through his information minister of Enugu State, that nobody should come out, that they are ready to encounter anybody. They're just trying to put fear in us so that we will not come out, to enable them to execute our leader. Please, let's come out. I'm begging you people, come out wherever you are and support this protest so that Biafran people can be free. The international community, don't think they are not watching. They are watching closely and watching what is going on in Biafra land. Please, I'm telling you that you guys down there, you are not alone. We are doing enough things. We are putting a lot of things in places to make sure that they bring Buhari and all his evil gang to justice. Please, come out. And I pray that Almighty Pokita Biama will protect all of you. No weapon fashioned against you people shall prosper. And every evil tongue that rises against you people, wherever the judgment, they all shall be condemned. As you are going, if any evil is happening in the front, you people will be in the back. If it happen in the back, you people will be in the front. No evil shall befall Biafra in this peaceful protest. As they try to raise gun on you people, they will shoot themselves. Because I could remember the Almighty Pokita Biama made the enemy of Israel. He made the enemy of Israel. They begin to fight themselves. And I stand right now and I declare, let all our enemies, let them begin to fight themselves. Let them begin to slaughter each others. Let DSS or army or soldier or police, let God, let Almighty Pokita Biama raise one of them. Let so many of them to begin to fight against themselves. Let the angels of death visit them one by one to begin to slaughter them on our behalf, to begin to slaughter them for the sake of Biafrans. Thank you, our deputy leader, and may Almighty Pokita Biama guide and protect you, and grant you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to keep on the good work you are doing. Thank you. I sign off from here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that well-sufficiently put information there and encouragement to our people. Of course, what they are doing now is to intimidate us, large-scale intimidation. In all the states in Biafra land, Buhari has given them more than enough, financially and otherwise, to continue to intimidate our people. But one thing is clear here: if we are fighting for our freedom, if we are standing for our freedom, then we must not disabuse our minds of the fact that there is going to be casualties, there is going to be accidents, but in the end, what matters is our resolve. If we chicken out at this particular point in time, then that is the end of us. We must stand in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is the key to our Biafra restoration project, because he has been leading and sacrificing all he has to make sure that Biafra restoration project is seen to its logical conclusion. He did not disappoint us, and we cannot disappoint him. The same is where our gallant heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we have our freedom are. They did not disappoint us. They laid down their lives that Biafra will stand. This time around, our people must remain more than ever before resolute and dedicated, because we cannot go back. We have gone too far to have started going back. This is not the time. We must continue to march resolutely forward. You have to come out on the streets. You have to join the protests. You have to be in solidarity with our people. We are enjoining all markets in Biafra land to close. We are enjoining everybody who is of conscience, good conscience, to stand in solidarity with what Biafran people are fighting for. It is a fight for a generation, a fight for generation to generation, and there is no going back on that. They may intimidate you, they may kill us, they may blackmail us, but in the end, their strategy is to know whether we will all dissipate and abandon the struggle. The governors of the Eastern region, the governors in Biafra land, have also reached an agreement that our leader Nnamdi Kanu will remain in detention, will remain incarcerated, and that Buhari should do anything he likes with him. And the question is, do we allow them? These are evil men who have taken bribes, who have taken all sorts of juicy contracts that they will sell their own for their own selfish aim. The question is, should the ordinary person, should the ordinary people on the street allow them? This is the time. This is the moment of decision, and we must stand up in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu without mincing words. If we lose this opportunity, that is the end of us. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? I don't know why this line is not very steady. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. There is noise where you are. Can you try to speak up a bit, please? You say that there is no protest in Asaba.
No, there is protest.
Okay, right. Because there is noise where you are, yeah.
Because I took a back today from Osaka University, because I'm not here. I told you in UNM Osaka. I took a back for the protest in the first place, because my potato friend that told me that the protest will go on in the name, but I hear you saying that the protest will go on in Asaba. But I'm right now in Malta. People are still coming out. I'm just saying people that have been dropped out to come out, because there is a lot of crowds coming out in Asaba now. There is protest.
I know, but the point is, it is very important that we listen to instructions. There are two cities where the protest is going on today, Asaba and Aba, and people must heed this advice, because if you don't and anything happens, you're on your own. Very important. Two places today, Asaba and Aba, very important. After today, we will re-strategize and of course let you know where and where. If it is in all the states, we have to go ahead with it. If it is in certain states, we have to go ahead with it. But very important that we understand the message today. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio BFR Live presentation on a day that our leader was supposed to be in court, but we are understanding that the judge did not turn up and that they did not tell us anything in advance. And that is the zoo called Nigeria for you. And we are not deterred in any way. We will continue to march relentlessly forward until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is unconditionally released, because he is being extrajudicially detained. There's no going back on this. Where there'll be a follow-up presentation. The next caller on the line, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't understand what's going on. Can you hear me? Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the program. Where you
I am, my little governor. Good afternoon.
Good morning,
my name is Onyekachi. My name is Onyekachi Agunbawa. I'm calling from Ugwacha in Biafra land.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I want to concur to the very last two speakers who said that all Biafran need to shut down their stores. Yes, I want to say that I know that my people that are listening to me in this day, people who did not go out for protest. It is, we are the people that is voting ourselves. I don't know why our people cannot also stick to a common instruction. If only that we can come out together and shut down our stores, shut down our markets, let the world hear us that this is what we need. I don't see any reason why they will not listen to us. You see, it's just that it's true that the governors, the governors in Biafra land, they have taken a bribe to kill our leader, but I want to beg them that Chukwuka Biama will prove to them that he is the God and has given them life. And I want every Biafra to remain resolute. This protest is for our own good. This, today, it is not the end of our life. I know God has prepared us, has destined us to a better home where we are going to. So we should not mind what the governors are saying, like Governor Wike says, order the policemen and the army to shoot aside the people that we are protesting. But shame to him, because it is the Biafrans that allow him to be there. And if you think that he can do without the Biafrans, shame to him. Let him hear me, and speak a caller from Ugocha in Port Harcourt, Biafra land. That if you think that he will do without, let him go to hell. But I will let them know, the governors in Biafra land, that Biafra must surely come to pass. My director, I want you to help us, if there's anything that can help us to throw more, put more light in our people, that they should shut down their stores, if possible schools, all the markets should close, and let us go ahead with this Biafra. I want to thank my people in Ohafia, in Biafra land. They are trying, people that are emerging. I have seen their efforts for my youth, my people that are in Ohafia, the Ohafia people. They have been trying, even people in my four areas, they have been trying in this process of a thing. I want to tell them that they should come out, they should not go back. Those who have learned not to come out, they should come out and join us. We are all Biafras, our fathers fought for it. I shall continue from where they stop. All the Ohafians, I want to tell you people, let me speak in my dialect. Ohafia, you know, when after me, you know, like I say, if I find the same man, he may have death for people, only for Bula, no Bula, Kosi Yaka, my this protest, no Kosa Igwe. I am for, like I say, I won't dare Sony, may have death for wishing.
Thank you very much. All zonal coordinators must continue to mobilize our people and the grassroots. We are enjoining our people to go to markets and tell our people of the need for them to close their shops. And even those who are civil servants, you consider abstaining from work. Those who are in the markets, you close. Those who are doing other things, you close in solidarity, because this is a fight for a generation. The protests will continue around and across Biafra land. The protests will continue around the world. We are sending this unmistakable signal to all continental reps, continental reps and zonal coordinators and national coordinators around the world to begin to organize protests in different countries around the world. This is the era that we will not allow to just slip by. We are here and we will achieve something. The protest remains one of the keys that the world will know what we are passing through, and that they will also know that our leader Nnamdi Kanu, of course, is still being incarcerated. In Biafra land, we are asking all zonal coordinators, all state coordinators to do something. The Biafra land coordinator should liaise effectively with all these principal officers to make sure that the protest is sustained. We are going to put in place a number of things, strategies and logistics. The protest will continue and for the foreseeable future until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released. We are going to ask our people in diaspora to support this effort, because if we lose it, then that is the end of it. We're asking our people in different parts of the world to support the effort. You have to support this effort for our people on the ground to be sustained. We need all manner of assistance financially, medically, and otherwise. This is very important. Very, very important. The protest in Biafraland continues. The protest around the world continues. And we are asking all principal officers of state in those countries around the world where IPOB family members are located or are in existence to begin to organize worldwide protests from today. Very important, from today. And in Biafraland, the protest must be sustained. They are trying to use the governors in the Eastern region, whom they have bribed to intimidate our people, to cajole them, to intimidate them, to blackmail them into submission. And we are saying that the spirit of Biafra will prevail, and that we must remain more than ever before courageous and rededicate ourselves to duty, because our leader Nnamdi Kanu was courageous, and he's still courageous, and he has not disappointed us. And we must do something very, very urgently to sustain this effort. We need support from abroad. We need support from different countries around the world to support our people on the ground. The protest this time around, we have to be sustained, because these people are taking us for a ride. These people are taking us for a ride. We must let the world know that we also have the right to defend ourselves as well. But one important thing here is that to demonstrate to the world that we are serious, everybody must come on the street. That is the language they will understand. And that is the language that they have understood already. And they are using saboteurs from our means, especially the governors and the government officials, to intimidate our people. We cannot allow that. This will be a further presentation, and we are live and direct. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Asaba, in different parts of Biafra, and in Aba precisely. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Yes, hello, I can hear you.
Hello? Good morning,
good morning, welcome hello? To the program. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Kelly. Kelly, I'm calling from Masaba.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, we are doing protest. No matter with the people. No problem. Everything going normal. Everything going normal.
Thank you. Yes, I can hear you. The world is listening. Thank you.
Everything going up. No, there's many things on their side. They're doing that. They're making us talk a lot. So that everything is going normal. We have no problem. We are protesting. So we are going to run it now. Thank you.
The Inspector General of Police, Roman Arasi, you must understand that your people are killing our people. If this order is from your office, of course, you have to be held responsible. The International Criminal Court, of course, is watching with keen interest. We are preparing for this all-important project in life. You will all have a day in court. You all have your days in court. The President of the Contraption Court, Nigeria, Buhari, the governors of the Eastern region in different parts of Biafra land, you will all have your date in court. You are committing crime against humanity, against the Biafran people, hapless protesters, peaceful protesters who are only agitating for their freedom. You have no reason to kill, you have no reason to maim, you have no reason to torture. And the world is listening. And we are not going to stop this time around. We must sustain this protest. We must sustain this effort. We are asking our people in diaspora to support this effort on the ground. Our people need encouragement. Our people need support financially and otherwise, morally and otherwise. Our people need medicine. They need food. They need every other thing they can require for them to sustain this effort. And we're asking them in turn on the ground for them to be resolute, because the journey has just begun. We're asking zone coordinators and state coordinators and the federal coordinators, and indeed all state coordinators in the zoo, different parts of the zoo called Nigeria, to come together and make this all important effort to work. This will be for once again. Can you hear me on this spot account or where you are? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm with you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Odina Kachiku. I'm calling you from Abuja.
Thank you very much. What is happening where you are?
Okay. I just came back from the court. Right now, so I left here. I was very, very angry at what happened in the court today. It's something that's not supposed to be. Honestly.
Yes.
I don't know. The lawyer Ejiofo, I don't know what his problem is. He's supposed to allow our lawyer Obeta to take charge of it. I don't know why he is now coming into this very matter, which the court is supposed to hold today. Now he came and now they disrupt everything. Is this supposed to be so?
No, I don't understand. I don't understand. The judge did not come. Then you are saying that the lawyer stopped the court. I don't understand it.
No, the judge
is not there. That's what I'm saying. So what are you then saying about the Ejiofor and the rest?
The problem started inside the court. Whatever is their part, and it should be outside. They should resolve their matters outside the court and not inside. That's my main
Well, yeah, but that is not an issue at the moment because the court did not sit, and yes, we are moving forward.
Okay, but I think we should this for 22nd.
22nd of January, right?
Yes, sir.
In 4 days' time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And our coordinator here, he's really trying. I can't think he's trying.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Everybody.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? We're back in a minute.
Biafra is blessed. And Almighty God is always with us. So nothing can defeat us. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Because God is always with us. So let me tell you, hey, oh, oh, the leaders of IPOB.
God is with you, God is with you. Oh,
hey, hey, the leaders of IPOB.
God is with you, God is with you.
The leaders of
made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you. Because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom.
The leaders of RPOB.
God is with you, God is with you.
Hello, this is a live broadcast. You want to talk on the radio or something? Hello? Hello? No, I can't hear anything.
Always with us. So let me tell you, hey, oh, oh, the leaders of IPOB.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, my deputy.
Good morning from here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
This is Radio Biafra live presentation. I don't know what is happening to the lines, and we will continue to sojourn. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, hello. Good morning from here.
Hello. Hello.
Hear you. I can hear you.
This is Radio Biafra live presentation. I don't know what.
Is that Radio Biafra?
And we will
the next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Is that Radio Biafra?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning from here.
Hello? Hello, yeah? Hello? Hello?
I can hear you. What is happening there?
Okay, yes, please, I'm calling from Igbo. My name is Timothy Onwemene.
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Go ahead, but turn down the radio set. Turn it up.
Okay.
Or move away from
it. Looking for Radio Biafra.
This is Radio Biafra. This is a live broadcast.
Okay, sir. Please, I wanted to find out that something I'm seeing this is a Zoom newspaper. Today they say the IPOB Kanu, and is at war with his family. I want to find out
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand that. Yes, I said I don't understand what you are saying.
I'm just giving you the information now. It's in the newspaper.
Yeah, but you are confirming from me. I mean, that's what you asked me. You are asking me a question about it.
I want to also know concerning the court system, because since the radio is not on, I'm just tuning in and I just found out the live broadcast.
The radio has been on. It's not right to say that the radio has not been on. The radio has been on for quite some time now. Sorry?
Is the court on session now? Hello, sir.
The judge did not attend the court, and so the court did not hold. That's the information I can only give at the moment.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
At the moment, the protest across Biafra land continues, and there is no relenting. At the moment, the protest across Biafra land continues.
Okay, sir.
Join the protest in Igocha. Sorry, join the protest in Aba. If you are in Igocha, go to Aba. If you are in Akwa Ibom, go to Aba. If you are in Calabar and thereabout, and environ and on Were, go to Aba if you are in a Boeing, go to Aba. Those okay, close to Asaba should go to Asaba.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Gracias, sir.
Good morning from here. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is very wonderful.
Yes, thank you very much. This is a live broadcast. Do you want to contribute to the program? Let's call out your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good morning from here.
Good morning from here. Good morning. My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Mozambique.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, I would like to talk. I would like to talk to you after broadcast.
Right, thank you very much. But you have your number is not showing. You removed your number. So how will you talk to me? I don't know. There are so many people calling.
I want to give you one information that I have, but I would like to discuss with you after the broadcast where you have.
That's fine, but your number is not showing. You need to text your number to me.
Okay, I will call you back now.
All right, thank you very much.
I want to give you one information.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, sir. Yes, sir, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is Tukuma Opara calling from Uguacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us. May the people of Kadiama bless you and your family.
Bless you too. Thank you very much.
My other one to talk to you is, yeah.
Hello, good morning, Utemafo.
Good morning from here. And welcome to the program.
Utemafo, thank you for the good work you are doing to our people, their farm people. May Chukwu God and bless you and bless your family and bless the family of IPOB.
Thank you. Bless you too.
I heard that the court did not see today. Yes, we know that it's going to happen because this thing is like a movie. They are acting in Nollywood. You know, when the film want to stop, they will not like it to stop. Because they are, you know that what they are doing, they are finding one thing or the other to hold hands to say that the IPOB people or the Kalu people do this so that they can see the court. So they know what they are doing. So last time they had a court, the Peter Pai Buhari traveled. So today again, he traveled again. I know all these things they are doing it to provoke our people. So that they can do one thing or the other to lay hands so that they can use it and start the judgment. But the Chukwu Kikiabiyama with us, they can't find anything and they cannot hold anything. I know that
yes.
Very soon our leader will come out.
Including, my brother, including shooting our people so that we will react, that they will use as an evidence.
Yes.
That's what they are trying to do.
Yes, what I want to tell our people, let them remain resolute, as we are telling them always. Because I know that some people that out there with you, that are pushing you to do one thing or the other, I know that they have bad things in mind. And I thank you, Koki Gabiama, somebody like you, that our leader raised up, say, yes, you are the person that I see that will follow me in this trouble. And some people look at this trouble, this struggle, and see that the struggle they will use and reach for themselves. How can you use somebody's blood to reach yourself? It's not possible. It cannot happen. Last time somebody was saying that the oil that belonged to Akwa Ibom people belonged to Nigeria. The woman showed him, saying that the oil belonged to Akwa Ibom people. That people have died because of this oil. People have died because of this name, as our leader said. So why are you coming out to say that you want to reach yourself because of this name? It's not possible. Let those people that is against this struggle, against this Biafra, let the Almighty Chukwu Okike Adeoma struck them dead. Hello?
He say, go ahead, please.
Yes. Let Almighty Chukwu Okike Adeoma put shame in their face, in their family, and they will be alive and see the Biafra comes. So I beg all the people that are selling. That's the reason why our leader said he hates buying and selling, because Igbo man don't like where you go and the loss. He wants every day game. Let them come out and join, because it's like we are holding this our destiny by our hand, and we are going to make it to be easier for us. So that every money, don't say that it doesn't concern me. It concerns you, because a rope in the bush say that it doesn't concern him. After the man fell the firewood finish, he used the rope and tied the firewood. So don't sit in your shop and we want to supply 2-3 million naira goods today and say it doesn't concern me. It concerns you, because this struggle concerns everybody. Whether you like it or not, it concerns everybody. So come out and declare yourself as a Biafra. And I want to tell the people that in Niger Delta, Tumpolo, since Buhari refused to obey the court order, he himself has a right to refuse to obey the court order, because he agreed to abide by the law. So let him not answer anybody. So, my brother, Uche Mofo, I thank you for the good work we are doing. May Chukwu Okike Adeoma bless you and bless the IPOB family.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you. We must remain resolute. The IPOB family members around the world and indeed in Biafra land must remain resolute. We are moving, yes, and we cannot be intimidated. They are trying to get evidence against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. That is why they are shooting our people. That is why they are molesting our people. That is why they are doing all manner of things. But we must remain mentally strong and also in character. The protests across Biafra land continues. We are asking all zonal coordinators, all state coordinators, and the Biafra land coordinator to liaise with all our people on the ground. We want grassroots mobilization. We must mobilize our people in the marketplaces. We must mobilize our people in schools. We must ask our university students and polytechnic students to come out and join the protests. The civil servants in Biafra land, the captains of industries in Biafra land, the community leaders in Biafra land, community associations, to join the protest, because this is a fight for a generation. This is where there will be a Biafra Live presentation, and we are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. Can you hear me? They call on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning from here.
My name is Emeka. I call you before. You said that my line I didn't show.
Okay, from Mozambique, right?
Yeah, this is my number now. So maybe after they can fetch me, I can call you back, or you can call me. I just want to give you one of the information.
Thank you very much, Bon Dia.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
This will be a for live presentation. We are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. There is no going back, and we must relentlessly move forward. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me?
Director, I can hear you, director. Good afternoon, director, deputy director.
Good morning, from
hello.
Here. Good morning, from here. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, deputy director. I'm calling you from Igweta. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Deputy, I want this our struggle. I know it has gone far that even these zoo people cannot even let us be. Let us have another strategy. The strategy, if we can come out and wear all of us that have been the protest, let us all wear white and Biafra flag, white upon white, because you know that when we are doing the protest, that many people, they put their shirt, and when police, the zoo police see them, they start thinking another thing. We have to dress properly. We have to dress properly to attend to this protest. Because if some people push it, some people dress anyhow, it will look as if we don't know what we are doing. That is where the hoodlums will enter and start destroying things. But I will plead on behalf of our brothers, the dear friends, if we are doing protest, let everybody dress properly. If we are coming out on white, let everybody come out on white with our flag.
Yes, can you hear me? Scholar, your name and where you are. Yes, I understand what our brother is saying. The need for us to be uniformed, the need for us to be consistent in our approach.
My name is Emeka.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
From Deku City of the whole world.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to lay a complaint about the treatment out that emitted to Igbo Federation sometime as a less precisely on 5th of January.
What is the complaint about?
They demolished the shop over there in Oshun.
Yes.
Allow people to travel.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
They would the whole shop in Oshun. Some have traveled down to the east. They got a call that their shop had been demolished. Before they were able to come back, their shop had been demolished. There's some particular matter complaint that just came back from China.
There is noise where you are. Can you move away from that place, please? Noise where you are. Can you hear me? He is gone. I don't know why that should be so. I just asked you to move away from where you are because there is noise there. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Okay, hello. Hello, sir.
Yes, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Susan Chukwibe. I'm calling from Ashaba now.
Yes, thank
hello,
you.
Hello, sir.
Go ahead.
I want to tell that the weather is going quiet. The governor of the better say the man is a good man, because now we are dealing with police and some police men are coming up. We are helping us to release it now. I'm talking to you now. Better television, they're coming out to come and video us, so they ask us some questions. So that we answer them.
Yeah,
so,
that is fantastic.
That is what is going on in Africa now.
That is great. We are calling our people to join the protest in Asaba and Aba, wherever you are. Begin to make your way down there. We expect markets to close down. We expect all businesses to close down in solidarity, because this is a fight for a generation. Thank you very much, my brother, for that.
Yeah, thank you. Come back thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That's what I want to give you now. Thank you, sir. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Kelechi Zekwe. I'm calling from Akaba right now. So we are, the protest is going on very, 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 very fantastic, no problem. Even the governor of RMA gave us police escort us, but the escort us, we have no problem, no violence, everything very peacefully. Even those that we give the television come and ask us, why are you presenting? We are telling him that we should really have a better than the car. Okay, and the government and then you have the I believe it's really on the conversation and see the brand is holding our character. So that's why we are telling the press. So we say, okay, no problem. So we're leaving at the college. Hello?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm hearing you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So everything is going on and we are telling more than 30 people. We are telling you the reason and the car. So now, what is the violence of the Nigeria? That's why we are telling you the reason and the car. Everything is going on. That's why we are telling you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Hello? Can you hear me, the next caller? Can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, good morning from here.
Good morning, sir. My name is Singapore.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we are getting information that the Jesus have come.
Yes.
Why are they want to keep our director in this bad lion team? I think it is time we tell the world that they should know what to do. Because this is a game. How can they play this game with innocent man life? We are not happy with this, we are not happy. What you want, tell to have to live out and let him alone. Let him leave me alone. How to have people to live out and let him. If you don't let him, sell it. It's not in him. We are not happy.
Yes, nobody is happy, sure. My brother, and of course we remain resolute and we cannot be deterred, we cannot be intimidated.
They cannot get hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Another thing I want to say is that I said, this is people that have been protested in any way to go back before they enter into trouble, because protest is not in any good. Many people have left, go up and we still in any good. But now,
where are you calling from at the moment? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from any good, but we are not joining the protest because we have left them.
Yes, all those protesting in Enugu and other places apart from Asaba and Aba are on their own. Those protests are not authorized. If anything happens to you, you're on your own. We have said this thing several times. It's very important that we are organized. I don't know who gave them that impression that protests should be organized in Enugu. Maybe those who are acting out of the line. IPOB is not protesting in Enugu or other places except in Asaba and Aba. Please, very important. make your way to Asaba and Aba.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. You say, and bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Next caller on the line, your name, Awaya. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Deputy Director, good afternoon, sir.
I'm here. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Rocha. I'm 4 weeks in by name.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to thank you for everything you're doing, and I also want to thank our people protesting today. What I want to say is, they should, what I'm trying to tell you is, they should continue. If we are looking for the US and the British to come and help us, that will not be done, because they are waiting for the Nigerian zoo to come and pay them to fight with the FF, so that they will come and arrange and get a contract of the oil, to come and sign the contract of the oil wealth of our country, which we don't want to fight in this our Biafra land. They are we look.
Yes, hello. I can't get you again. I don't know what happened. The protest in Biafra land continues, and it has to be sustained. After today, there is going to be sustained protest in Biafra land. There is no going back, and we are asking our people to come to the aid of those on the ground, to support them financially and otherwise. It is very important, and get in touch with us.
Of great IPOB, you people has made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom.
The leaders of IPOB. The leaders of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
Change it, because it is written, Biafra is blessed, and Almighty God is always with us, so nothing can defeat us. Oh, oh, oh. Because God is always with us, so let me tell you, hey. Of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
The leaders of IPOB. Oh, 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 oh.
God is with you. God is with you. The leaders of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you. Oh,
hey, hey. The leaders of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you. Oh,
of great IPOB, you people has made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom.
The leaders of IPOB. Change it, because it is written, Biafra is blessed, and Almighty God is always with us, so nothing can defeat us. Oh, oh, oh. Because God is always with us, so let me tell you, hey. Of IPOB.
God is with you. God is with you.
The leaders of IPOB. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's be.